Are you ready for a change in your life? Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast number 390, titled, Are You Ready for a Change in Your Life? Beloved, I am here to remind you of what the Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Fueled by unfulfilled promises, unrealized hopes, and increasing difficulties, it's time for a change has become a common theme with both politicians and the general public. People love to hear that phrase. For some reason, it's time for a change. There have been changes in the past. Within the recent past, changes have occurred with surprising suddenness. Governments once thought to be stable have been toppled. Financial institutions have failed. Once successful businesses have collapsed. Even more significantly, the moral fabric of society has been shattered by turning away from God and the principles of His Word, the Holy Bible. The do what feels good mentality, casting off restraint and rejecting authority, has broken up families and ruined lives. This is nothing but lawlessness, the essence of sin, which has brought the disillusion, disease, death, and destruction we see all around us. There will be more changes. When Jesus Christ prophesied that He would return to earth, He was asked what the signs of His second coming would be. He replied, "Ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these are," He said, "the beginning of sorrows." In 2 Timothy chapter 3, in the Holy Bible, we read about the time of apostasy or falling away. This is the result of people deliberately rejecting the truth about who Jesus is and what he accomplished on the cross of Calvary. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 13 says, "Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. This time has already begun, and the rapidly increasing rejection of God will soon bring a swift change. Instead of God's grace being offered to all people so they may be saved, his judgment will fall upon this godless world of unbelievers, leading to eternal destruction. There must be a personal change. To escape God's judgment upon sin, you need to be changed. Are you ready for a change? The Lord Jesus Christ desires to change you from death to life, from darkness to light, from sin to salvation, from judgment to glory. To enable this change, he died on the cross for you. There he suffered for sins, your sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. Are you ready for a change? The work is finished, and sin's penalty has been paid. I said, sin's penalty has been paid. Your sin debt has been paid off in full. God proved he was satisfied with the work of Jesus Christ, his Son, his only begotten Son, by raising him from the dead on the third day, early one Sunday morning. The Lord Jesus lives and now declares the way by which you may be changed. The question remains, are you ready for a change? So what must you do to be changed? First of all, beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ declares, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." To repent means to change your mind as to the wrong course you are following without God. It means you accept his verdict that you have sinned and come short of his glory, and that you can do nothing to save yourself. You must repent. You must turn from your old evil life and trust Christ and follow him. Secondly, he says, ye must be born again. New birth is spiritual birth from above, from God Almighty. It is brought about by receiving Christ as your Savior. The Holy Bible states in St. John 1:12, "But as many as received him, Jesus, to them gave he power, authority, to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." To receive him is to believe on him. Believing he died for you and rose again makes you a child of God. You receive everlasting life, and thus become a completely new creature in Christ Jesus. This is the change you must have, or else you will perish in eternal separation from God in hell. Now, beloved, the time for a change is now. Trust the Lord Jesus Christ and be changed while there is still time. Jesus warns in Luke 3:7, "Flee from the wrath to come. Flee from the wrath to come. Flee from the wrath to come." The Holy Bible states in 2 Corinthians 6:2, "Now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. The Holy Bible says in Hebrews 4:7, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. And so, dear friend, if you're willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, who paid your sin debt, was buried, and rose again on the third day, early one Sunday morning, in your place, and he did it for you, and you're willing to trust in Jesus Christ today with all of your heart, so you can go to heaven one day and not go to hell, please pray with me what is called the sinner's prayer and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I admit that I have sinned against you, and that I have broken your 10 commandments. For I have lied before, I have stolen things before, I have lusted after people and things before, I have dishonored and disobeyed my parents. I have taken your holy name in vain. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul, and forgive me of all of my sins, my failures, and my faults. As I now believe in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my old evil life and follow you in the new life. For it is in your name, Lord Jesus, I do pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. If you have decided to follow Jesus, if you have decided to trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior, after listening to this podcast, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as Savior, visit gospellightsociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. This gospel tract that I just shared with you, the track this podcast is based on, is written by DTJ and published by Moments with the Book, a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this track online at mwtb.org, and if you are a born-again Christian yourself, make sure you pass them out. God bless you, dear friend. Until next time.